He showed me some of the stuff and explained it, but I really didn't know what he was saying. He showed me how he could wave his hand over a control and it would light up. Smiling, and I did it and it lit up. Like a panel with a flat part of a control, with a knob coming up out of it, and the flat part would light up. Did he tell you what it was for? P, he said some things but I just didn't understand it. I don't know how it works. All I could tell was that you could wave your hand over it and it would light up. I don't know what that meant. I don't understand. D, if you could remember some of the words maybe we could figure it out. P, I just didn't understand what he was saying. Transluxter. Something like that, phonetic, transluxter. I don't know what it means. He said different words. Phil had difficulty trying to repeat the words. Phonetic, zbok, zbox. Orzerbe, zba? Or something like that, just words that I don't know what they mean. Zboing, zbling? Or zboxing or something. I don't know what it is. Impulse. Maybe impulse drive or something like that. The words didn't really have any meaning to me. He knew what he was saying, and he was explaining how it worked. What made it go or how? I don't understand what he's saying. D. Did he say anything about how the ship was powered? 238. The Keepers of the Garden. P. Energy. He said it channels some kind of energy. Directs it. That's what he said. D. Did he say where the energy came from? P. I think he said it's all around. It's just raw energy. D. But you have to know control room? To use it. Did he show you anything say in the P. Some other stuff. It's pretty neat, some kind of force field something. They could. I don't know, it's scary. I don't like talking about it. D. Why? What was scary about that? P. I don't know. I just don't like talking about it, it's scary. Something's wrong about it. I don't like what he's saying they can do. They can hurt people. Hold people. Like animals. I don't like that. D. Why would they want to do that? P. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't know if he's my friend or not. I don't like what he's saying, and maybe he's not really a friend. D. But you felt comfortable with him. P. I don't like what he's saying about doing to people. That's how they do it, from the control room. It was on part of the panel. They do that to people. I'm kind of afraid maybe they're going to do that to me. He said they could shock people. Make them stunned, like a cattle prod. Like we do with animals, sometimes. The way we hurt them when we poke them with prods, and make them do what we want and we don't really care how they feel. That's how they're doing us. I didn't know they could. I don't like it. Suspiciously, I don't think he's a friend. I think maybe I'm in trouble. D. Oh, I don't think so. Could you ask him why they want to do that to people? P. He said sometimes they have to because people get violent or hysterical, and they have to be subdued. That's what he said. D. Then it probably wouldn't hurt them permanently, would it? P. No. That's what he said. D. Did he say why they put you on board? P. No. He didn't talk about that. He's just talking about things in the control room. Electrical things. He said I would understand later. He pulled the cover off. There were these lights. In little rows of some kind of. Looks like liquid light, kind of like in a discovery of earlier contacts. 239. Tube or something. Like a fuse. But it seems like it's fluid. It moves. Something about adjunction. Some kind of connection or something. And it's part of how it works. D. Are there many of these liquid lights? P. 4. 5. Fivel 5 in a row, side by side. They're like little tubes, that have. Looks like liquid light flowing through. And. D. P. D. P. Then they go in behind to the rest of the panels somewhere, something in there. Are they like neon lights? Yeah, kind of, except you can't see through it. It looks like solid light. Did he say what they use this for? It's sort of like our blood is to our body. That's how that is to the stuff on there. Whatever this is. D, you mean like a fool of some kind? P, no. not like fuel, but more like blood. It sort of keeps it circulating. I guess he's trying to say it carries the energy around. D, do you mean these are in other places in the ship? P, interrupted, goes through the ship. Circulates, is how it gets through the ship. It circulates. That's what he said. D, in the walls, or in Fairfloor. P, yeah. Through the machinery. Like oil, I guess. Circulates, only it's not the fuel, it carries the fuel. The energy. That's it. It carries the energy. Circulates it through the ship, through the rest of the machinery or whatever that is. It's not like a machinery. Through the rest of the stuff that works, whatever it is. D, is this an important part? P, it's just one part. It's not a main part or anything. Hess just showing it to me, explaining how this kind of stuff works. D, can you see the other places where it circulates, or are they hidden? P, it's like I can't see them with my eyes, but I can see a picture in my head of where they go. It's sort of inside and goes through it to the middle. A bunch of stuff. I don't know what it is. It's just part of the stuff that makes this go. D, it's hidden behind the walls? P, sort of. It's just in different parts, different areas, covered with different things. Lots of stuff in there. It's behind that little panel. It's there to look at and, I guess, make adjustments or check on it maybe. I don't know. But it's there so you can see it. D, that's strange. Is it any certain color? 240. Books of the garden. P, it's white. Bright light, it looks like liquid. But it's just energy, is what he said. Phil makes his living working with electronics. You would think he would have seen something in that control room that he could recognize. But he was totally in the mind of his 14-year-old self, and everything was strange, mysterious and impossible to explain. D. Did Hez owe you anything else? P. A little black box. Said it was mine. Said I couldn't keep it. But he wanted to show me. This sounded like the same black box Phil had seen after his encounter with the owl. Apparently he had been shown it on several different occasions, almost as though they were waiting for him to recognize it. D, what did it look like? P, it's little. Not square but longer. Kind of black. And shiny. Smooth. I think it opens, but I couldn't figure out how. There's something inside, but I don't know what it is. He said it's mine. But I can't take it. D, what does he mean, it's yours? P, he said I made it once a long time ago. D, what did you think about that? P, whatever he said. I wasn't going to argue. It seemed okay. I thought it was kind of neat. But it opened somehow. There's something inside of it. I think he told me. But I think it just knew. D, where did he get the box? P, I don't know. I think somebody handed it to him. He said, here. Look at this. I said, what is it? He said, this is yours. You built this. Long ago, when you were part of another race. This is to remind you of your heritage. I said, what is it? I don't know what he said it was. Something. Some word. He said dot. He had difficulty finding the sound. Obs. Obsinite or obs. Something. That's what he said. Some kind of stuff. I think he meant that was what it was made out of. He said it was for me to remember my heritage. That I was a part of another race. It was heavy. Smooth and black, and kind of shiny. I think there's something inside of it. I was afraid to try to open it. I thought, discovery of earlier contacts, 241, he'd be mad. It kind of looked like a little coffin. It kind of bulged out. And was rounded on the top. D, could you have opened it if you tried? P, yeah. I think I know how. But I was afraid to. It's like you've got to know in your mind. I think the mental lock is in your mind. If you don't know how it works, it won't open. But if you see in your mind how to do it, then it opens and you can pull the top off. D, can anyone else open it? P, I think I'm the only one. Because it's like he said, I made it. D, then he's not curious to find out what it is. P, he didn't seem like it was important. Just that maybe I'd like to see it. Like it was important to me. D. What happened to the blobby X? P. I gave it back to him. He smiled, like he knew something. He was smiling sort of with me, but I think kind of at me. Just like sometimes when somebody knows something and they're not saying what they know. But you can tell by the way they're looking at it that they know something. D. Did he show you anything else after that? P. It's like there was so much. There was a lot going on. There was other people in there. Little people that were working. D. What did they look like? P. They were sort of short, ugly, grey. They had big bald heads. D. But you said the one you thought was a woman didn't look like them? P. No. She was different somehow, but nice, friendly. She just had real wrinkled skin. There was something about her eyes. You just couldn't pull away from them. It's like they were holding me. I couldn't tear away. But it felt good. It was just different. Show wasness. D. The ones that you said were ugly. Did they communicate with you in any way? P. No. They were just there. There wasn't much to them. They were doing something else. Moving about. Touching things. Carrying things. Just things. I don't know what they were. They just seemed to be busy. They didn't really pay any attention to me. D. Then the one that communicated with you the most was the pilot? P. I don't know about that. They both, the pilot and the woman, seemed like they were communicating with me, but I don't know which one did the most. D. Did you see anyone else that looked like the pilot? P. I saw one other. Somebody I saw walk through the other end of 242, the keepers of the garden, the hallway. He didn't look at me. Didn't say anything. Just walked by. He was sort of like the pilot guy. More like us. That's all I saw. I think there was probably more, but I don't know for sure. Didn't see. D. What happened after that? Long pause. P. I'm not sure. Next seems like it's at night and we're in the station wagon again. My brother and I are in the back seat. Linda's up front with Mum. Gail and Kathy are in the middle. They're asleep and Mom's driving. It seems like we're going to Memphis. D. Do you know how you got back in the car? P. I'm not sure. D. Did your mother say anything? P. She's worried about getting to Memphis on time. Later on she didn't say anything. For a while. Kind of quiet. I'm listening. D. P. 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 To the road. Was it late at night? Early in the morning. And she didn't say anything about what happened? Nobody did. They don't know. Did you remember anything happening? No, not then. I didn't remember. Do now. At that time you just remembered taking the trip, but now you remember what really happened. Is that what you mean? I remember more, I guess. Do you think that experience was a dream? I don't know. It wasn't bad. It was okay. Kind of scary. Didn't hurt. I don't think I'd want to do it again. It was too different or weird or something. Didn't like it. But they never did anything to you, did they? Yeah, they did. They took some stuff. Some samples. Do you know what they were samples of? Skin. Anything else? Pause. That's all I remember. I told him the experience could be remembered as being similar to a trip to the doctor. Many people don't like to go there either because things, especially tests, are often done to them that are uncomfortable. They also feel out of control because they can't stop the things that are done to them in clinics and hospitals. I thought, discover of earlier contacts, 243, if I could persuade his subconscious to put it into that type of context, then it would not bother him consciously. D. Let's move forward in time to see if you will ever have another encounter with them after that time. I will count to three and you'll be there, if such a time exists at .1, 2, 3, we have moved forward in time. What are you doing now? What do you see? It was noticeable that Phil's voice during the 14-year-old event had been very sleepy, slow and a little immature. Not really childish, but immature. As he merged into the next scene, his voice returned to normal. He said he was looking at a very deep, open wound and it confused him. P. I don't know why it's there. I don't remember anything. I'm not sure what I'm seeing. D. Is it bleeding? P. No. But I can see inside of it. Sort of a gaping hole, although it's not ragged. D. Can you see where the wound is? P. I think it's on me. On my right side. It's only a few inches long, dot. And maybe an inch or two wide, but it's a clean hole. It's not bleeding, but it's deep and very dark red. D. How did you get that? P. It was opened. To remove something. I don't know that it was. Something that was placed there. Something that had been there for some time and then removed. D. How was it removed? P. Surgically. The skin was cut, peeled open. And the top layer of D. P. D. P. D. P. D. P. skin was shaved off. Who did this? They did. Them. The ones. The watchers. The friends. Where were you when this happened? I was inside the ship on one of the tables. On the table. The only table in the room. Do you know what year this happens? Pause. I'm not sure. I don't feel time at all. Could you see what was removed? There was some sort of lump that was causing trouble. It had to be removed because it was harmful. D. This was something you said they put in there? 244. The keepers of the garden. P. It was a byproduct of what they put in there. An outcome, or a result of a thing that was put in there. A shiny metal ball. And the lump formed around it. The lump is what they wanted to grow. They needed the tissue. A tumor. It would have been harmful to me, but it was necessary for them. They took it out so it wouldn't harm me. D. Did they remove the little shiny ball also? P. Yes, it was inside the lump. The tumor formed around the ball. It was more like a pellet. The tumor was to study my system. Some kind of system that's not immunological, but it is somewhat distantly related to that. I don't understand exactly what it is, but it's a system of some kind of regeneration. The lump was a reaction to this pellet that would have caused problems if it had been left, but they needed the lump to study my reaction to this pellet. D. Something like the body's defense systems? P. More than just defense. Much more complicated than that. An assimilation. A growth generated by the pellet to study and understand the different systems in the body, including the immunological. They placed the pellet to study the growth that surrounded the pellet. D. Was the pellet very big? P. Very small. Somewhat near the size of a BB740 of an inch. D. And this didn't cause you any problems while it was inside your body? P. Somewhat, yes. Although not anything serious. Discomfort more so than danger. Nothing that I can't live with. D. What kind of discomfort did you have? P. Somewhat nauseous, tired. Some loss of balance. Some slurring of speech. It was like the energy of the body was somewhat drained and concentrated into that pellet, that lump. D. Do you have any idea how long it was left inside you? P. It's still there. D. That was a surprise statement. Still there? I thought they took it out. P. Not yet. D. Oh, you mean they are taking it out right now? P. No, right now it's still there. D. I didn't understand, when they removed the growth, didn't they take the pellet out also? P. That has not happened yet. This is sort of looking back ahead, I suppose. Discover of earlier contacts. 245. D. Well, you said you saw the hole in your side and they were removing the lump from your body. P. They will? Not yet. It's important for the man, for me, for other things to come. D. What do you mean? P. I don't know. That's just it, other things to come. That's all I know. D. But didn't you say it was dangerous for you if they left that lump inside of you? P. If it were left, yes. But it won't be. It hasn't been taken out yet. It's not time. It was placed. Injected. D. Then why did they make the incision? P. That's a picture of what it would be like when it's taken out. A visualization. D, all right. That's what you were talking about. He had been given a glimpse of a scene from the future. Then it has to remain for a certain length of time and then it is taken out and examined. What would happen if they didn't remove it? P, it would become a tumor and cause renal problems, kidney problems. It would cause a shutdown of the kidney. Because of its mere size, it would grow and cause blockage. D, then it is located in the kidney area. Apparently this object was placed inside a fill at the time of their experience with the owl. Upon awakening, we examined the side of his back and there was no scar. If anything had been done, it had obviously healed, leaving no mark. He remembered some more details about the pellet. He assumed it must have been put in by the strange praying mantis machine. The pellet looked silvery and was tiny, smaller than a BB, but he thought it was probably not metal, maybe some type of mineral that would not show up on an X-ray. D, well, it begins to look like you're going to meet up with them again, because they have to take it out at a certain time in Fairfuture. Laugh, P, it's okay with me. Looking back, the feeling I had with them was that they're okay. I can tell they're friendly. D, yeah. Even when you were oh, you weren't afraid of them. P, yes, it felt like I knew them. I don't know if it was them personally, or who they were in general. 246, the keepers of the garden. The first thing he wanted to discuss was what went on in that room with the wrinkled woman creature. There was much more occurring than what he had reported. Apparently at the young age of 14 it was something he couldn't bring himself to discuss. Even now he was embarrassed. As he talked about it, he looked at the wall, avoiding my eyes. This was not normally the type of thing you would talk about anyway. P, I didn't want to say it while I was under, but they stuck a probe in one of my testicles and pulled out, oh, I don't know what it was. Fluid or cells or something. D, was that what you were afraid was going to hurt? You said they were going to slick you with something. P, it was a small slender silver tube. And it had something on the end of it. I saw the tube and I closed my eyes. I didn't want to see any more. I could tell they were doing something, but it didn't hurt. They took specimens, samples, I guess. D, I think it was interesting that you thought that being was a woman. P, you could tell basically by her energy that her personality was very feminine. She was something you might equate as a head nurse, or something like that. Her skin was really wrinkled. I couldn't look at anything except her eyes. It seemed like when she looked at you, you were locked in on her eyes and you couldn't let go. But out of the corners of my eyes I could see the rest of her. I really don't remember much except seeing the wrinkles. I don't remember if she had hair or not. D, maybe that's how it works. She was locked in on you so you wouldn't feel anything. P, I guess so. When that nurse was taking the samples, I was aware she was touching me, but I was really focused on the communication, on the eyes. I assumed that something was going on with the rest of my family. She didn't say. But I would just assume that was probably right. D, but the other man, the pilot, seemed to be a lot different, didn't he? P, yeah. He seemed more human, although there was something different about him, too. Not scary, just different. His eyes were kind of Asian eyes, or Indian eyes. Something like that, only instead of being slits, they were more almond-shaped. It's hard to describe. They weren't black eyes, they had pupils like ours. The eyes themselves seemed to be pretty normal. It was just discovery of earlier contacts. 247, basically the shape of the eyes. Round in the middle, but they came to slits on the side. He had light hair. Blonde or grey or something like that. Again, it's like I wasn't looking so much at them or around them, as at their face, their eyes. You kind of lock in on that. And the other little things that you get kind of filter in from the side. It's like our eyes are magnets and they lock in. It's almost compelling. And when they look at you, they have that magnetic pull. You can't break away from it. D, maybe that show the information is communicated. P, it is. It's almost like there's a physical connection there and the communication goes across that lock, that magnetic pull or whatever it is. He was real friendly and it was like he knew something that I didn't, but it was something nice. It wasn't anything bad at all. It was almost as though he had a twinkle in his eyes. D. The only part that bothered you was that thing that shocked people. P. Yes, that bothered me when he was telling me how they can make people stop and stun them. They can control people with a beam that they operate from the panel. It's a lot like when we take cattle to market. We guide them through the chutes and use a cattle prod and shock them to make them do what we want. It reminded me of that. It came out of the ship, I guess. He was saying they use that beam to control people when they have to. It seemed we're like cattle to them. Then they didn't seem so friendly. About it now? D. How do you feel? P. HMMM. Neutral. At this point I don't know if I really believe it or not. But it doesn't bother me that I don't. I wish I could. I'd like to believe it. Let's put it that way. I wish there was something that I could get a grasp on and say that I really believe this, but I don't. I think it's more like imagination or something. I don't know if it is real. I guess I'm kind of disappointed that I didn't experience something that I really could believe in. D. Why do you feel you want to believe it? P. Slowly and hesitantly, I just think that it's something that, well, it gives us hope that there's more to life than just this day-to-day mundane stuff. Just to know there's a greater reality. Something else out there. It's more exciting than our day-to-day life. But it's just not something that we can say, well, yeah, this is real. It's either a product of a fertile imagination, or I don't know what it is. 248. The Keepers of the Garden. It is amazing that all these events, and who knows how many more, had been lying dormant in Phil's subconscious all his life. There was absolutely no indication they were there. We would not have explored them because we didn't know of their existence. They would have remained dormant if the memories had not been triggered by dreams. This session gave no indication that he would be bothered any further by these experiences because of his friendly attitude towards these beings. But this was not true. Over the next month he was to experience much trauma as he tried to make these experiences fit into his life pattern. He didn't phone and tell me, so I didn't know about the internal problems that he was wrestling with. Chapter 22, Losing Touch with Reality. I was not aware that these sessions had so deeply disturbed Phil, until the next meeting a few weeks later. He wanted to elaborate on what had been going through his mind, so I turned on the tape recorder. I think his report of the confusing emotions that manifested after the revival of these abduction memories will be helpful to other investigators who are trying to understand this unusual phenomena. P. I have to tell you, these sessions. Working in this area has bothered me. If I felt I could just walk away from it, I would. It's disturbing. I don't want you to be upset about it or feel nervous for my sake. But sometimes in the days after we've worked a feeling of dread comes over me for some reason. Not a panic, but I feel totally ill at ease. For a while I was questioning my sanity. It felt like I had lost touch with reality. D. You mean after that first session? P. After the first and second sessions. Especially after the second one. D. The second one? The first one was frightening, but I didn't think we had touched on anything that was scary in the second one. P. I don't know. I have theorized what it could be. And the way I see it is that there are several things at work here. One is the fact that when these events originally take place, it's very frightening. And those feelings have to be subdued or calmed. It's a way for them to be released, after the fact, down the road. D. But did you feel good whenever they were released? P. No. I felt horrible. In fact, like I said, I would be depressed. And 249. 250. The Keepers of the Garden, afraid of. Nothing. I couldn't pinpoint anything that I was afraid of. I would just have these feelings of some unseen dread of something. And I would feel out of sync, out of touch with reality. It's unusual for me to feel like that. D. Did that last very long? P. Oh, it would last for maybe a day, half a day. Different times. It's only happened about 3 or 4 times. It's not any long extended thing. It may be a day or 2 after we work, and it just comes up from nowhere. A horrible feeling of being out of touch, out of control, and this terrible feeling of dread. I don't know what I'm dreading. I mean, there's nothing that I can visualize or even imagine.